Steepies, I'm here with a breaking news alert, and this is a serious one. The wedding of Kenchel Denton and Lisbeth Owens at the Dusk Hotel has been crashed by some Gutter City lowlifes trying to nab the Steelswell diamond. One of our reporters was at the nearby Sinuendo to go, having her cigarettes seductively lit by a handsome stranger when she saw the whole thing go down. Is this robbery utterly predictable? Of course! But does it make it any less heartbreaking for us Kenbeth stans? No, peeps, no, it does not. But fear not, Steepies, somehow, someway, we'll still dry our tears and never know when to stop dreaming.
Do you hear me, travelers?
When?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize. I left the horn on.
Are you talking to me?
Fare thee well.
What? Wait, we just started talking to you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase.
Is that guy my real dad?
You wish.
Legally, you have to tell Travis if the muck dweller is his real dad.
Not the muck dweller, the nano father, please.
The nano father, my son.
Oh, it's right there in the name. I should have seen it a mile away. It's so obvious now.
Our friend and employee Jupiter is kind enough to help pull together recaps of this dumb stuff. But Jupiter, in showing a lot of wisdom here, does not track the story of the nano father. So that is really
I think they realize that it's been so clear cut at this point that any child could remember all of the nano father / muck dweller lore.
It's part of
Only that a child could keep track of pollen.
You need a child. You need a child's heart and face.
Sweet, innocent eyes of a child's eyes.
Welcome. I'm going to stop saying if you haven't been listening, because, again, it's just unthinkable.
Just listen to it.
Just listen to it.
It's very accusatory.
It is. Yeah. The boys are in the midst of trying to steal a van, a laundry truck called the Clean for Sticky Fingers Paul Pantry. They did it through stealing the Steelswell diamond. Wait a minute. I get it now.
Now, Justin, not to argue your nomenclature, I would say we have stolen the Clean. We've just not finished stealing it.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
It's mine.
Possession
right now.
Being 9/10 of the law.
Right.
We really struggled with numbering in a way that was not very fun in the end of the last episode. So there are three cars. There are three trucks, I should say. There's the Clean. Inside the Clean is Montrose and Vogel and Tonio. They were the two other thieves that were working with you, Montrose. In car two is Sticky Fingers Paul Pantry's hard light avatar, if you will.
Right.
Just short duck.
And Emmerich. And then, is in the guise of a short dog. And in the third car is Jacques, who seems to be driving very erratically and maybe wants to get caught. And Beef, Trav was definitely went into car four with Jacques, which is now car three.
Oh, God.
So the Clean is one. Two is two.
Let's go ABC. Please go ABC.
Now, can we say the Clean, right?
Yeah.
Short Doug and Jacques.
Yeah. Okay, sure. The clean, short Doug, and Jacques. Got it. That is the situation that you find yourselves in. You are also being hunted by, I believe, 20 Gutter City Police Department officers. I don't know why I felt the need to do this, but I did find a picture of what these look like.
Oh, yeah.
In case you're curious.
I love a visual.
That's what the cars look like.
Oh, yeah. Was it a Studebaker?
It kind of looks like Doc Hudson from the Cars.
It's a Ford Super Deluxe, 1947.
It sure is.
All right, Dad.
And
Dad wants to kiss that car.
Dad, go kiss that car. Go kiss a picture of that car.
If you've never seen one of these before,
oh, baby.
It's black, got chrome bumpers, has
it's a real sexy automobile.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool looking. There's white wall tires, and it's got pontoon fenders. Yeah, it's cool. Anyway,
it's got Stratocasters all over.
Yeah,
it.
I'm not a car guy, but I wanted to. So I wanted to give.
Oh,
you
really?
A what these cars? Yeah, surprise!
Got a big wiener.
Here's what's going on.
Hanging off the back of it.
You guys are going through Gutter City.
Did you guys hear? Sorry, is my mic working?
Got, sorry, Griffin.
It's
one
got
more
truck
time.
Nuts.
Got big truck nuts and a big wiener hanging off the back of it.
Just flapping in the wind.
I'm also going to send you this. It is a map of Gutter City downtown.
Oh, yeah. I love a map.
We're not going to be directly tracking your position here. This is more of a, you know, get your mind working a little bit. You can see there that you're currently at the corner of 11th and Wyandotte at the Dusk Hotel, having just pulled out. I put a couple other landmarks on here. Here's Sinuendo and Darla's offices. Again, don't know, don't care if they are involved in this situation, but I did want to just give you kind of an idea of what we're looking at, just as like a visual reference.
Is Kansas City?
Wow, good eye, Griffin. Yeah, nice. It's Kansas City. They had a nice grid layout, so I stole their city.
Can I tell you what's messed up? There's so in American cities, there's so many like similar names of streets and layouts and stuff. For a second, I thought it was Cincinnati,
and if
the city in which I live. It's so similar.
Paying attention to all the clues, the choice of Kansas City might be more than meets the eye.
It was all there.
Maybe more than just happenstance.
Well,
if you've been following the clues.
Oh, they've been laid out in the muck dweller part. I missed it again.
Damn it.
It's all in the meta. Okay. There is also the last like gameplay thing. I have this is guys, this is so invigorating to have absolutely no idea what's about to happen. The only thing that I have the only like little gameplay thing I want to show you here is you can see that clock on the table. Do you see a big clock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says cornered. Okay. That is a sort of a meter of the extent to which you are able, you have mobility, right? This isn't like you're arrested. This isn't like whatever. This clock represents you being cornered by the police that are trying to catch you. And that is the situation that you find yourselves in as the three of you rocket down, I don't know, it's called 11th Street. Why not? And are just flooring it. Montrose, you're pulling ahead. Sticky Finger Paul Pantry is doing some like cool drifts, and Jacques is just going wild, tearing up the streets as the GCPD is in pursuit. Who would act first? Where would this even begin? What would happen?
I mean, probably me if I'm in the lead car.
Yeah,
I think. Can we do a? I'm going to start off with a flashback.
Cool. Okay, good. I love it.
It's just the three of us right before we go our separate ways to go into the Dusk Hotel. And we're just kind of standing at a street corner. And I say, okay, here's what I'm thinking. Bunch of crazy stuff's going to happen in there. And we're all going to end up in three separate cars. Does this seem convoluted already? Yes, but trust me, I've weighed all the possibilities. This is the only way that makes sense. So, once we're out on the street, now all of a sudden we got ourselves a shell game. Y'all, did y'all study the sort of like book of like beginner heist sort of maneuvers that are available?
Yeah, a shell game's like gambling, right?
Yes, I suppose. It bums me out in such a major way that is the only thing you took away from it.
No, I'm just trying to reference. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Not important.
We got ourselves.
It's also known as a chipmunk gambit.
A chipmunk gambit? Oh, someone read the. You absolute dweeb.
And also, it's called a 1-2-3 skadoozy.
No, it's not.
Oh, which one am I thinking of?
I think it's pronounced shadoozy.
I don't think it is.
We'll get out there. We'll have some fuzz on our tail. And gross. It's going to be up to us to give them the old slip. One of us goes one way, one of us goes the other way, and then a third one goes a third way. We split up the force into neat thirds, and then you just do some silly driving, and you get us out of there.
You think Vogel has wondered why your voice has changed?
This is a flashback.
This is a flashback. So,
oh, right.
No.
And it will all be perfect as long as Imric ends up in the clean so he can copy, the code, the Hardlight code. Then we'll be able to get out of there with little to no issue.
Yes. I think that will definitely be something we do not forget. And then flashback to the present. And I'm like,
wait, the flashback's not over yet.
Hey, let's see. So it's you guys again. Find yourself in the market for another tune, huh?
Ah, Sax Man.
Mean Doug's my name. Mean Doug's my name, and Sax is my game.
Oh, God.
He's getting better.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he is.
That's wonderful chase music.
All Do you know Claire de Lune?
That'll be one sweep.
Oh, I'm fresh out.
If only you'd ended the flashback before, you wouldn't have voted one.
You know, Mean Doug, you say?
Yeah, Mean Doug.
How long would it take you to assemble a like-minded crew of brass buskers?
Well, you want brass, you want woodwinds.
All the instruments you got that all you can carry around and march with.
You can carry around.
The reedier, the better.
You want timpani guys?
I need timpani guys.
All right. Well,
he can't finish without timpani guys.
Well, here's what I'd say. What I'd say is that would be an elaborate action that involves special opportunities and contingencies. I mean, that's my back of the napkin math on it. It would be stressful to a degree of two. That's what I would think on that.
What if I could? Wait, it's quite rude. We weren't done.
I thought that would wave you off. Okay, what is it?
What if I could cut you in on some action? You put together
an opportunity to play saxophone. I'm not a criminal. I'm just a sax guy.
All it is an opportunity to play saxophone with you and a group of like-minded brass buskers.
How long do I have?
About an hour.
Yep. You got it.
Okay, Griffin, take two stress.
I don't know if I can. Hold on. Okay, as long as I don't reach the trauma track, I can touch the trauma track, just not get up into it, right?
Would this bring you to full stress?
It would.
Man, you're really putting the proverbial cart before the horse on this one, Griff. I hope you have a good implementation.
I do.
When the PC marks their last stress box.
Oh, man.
They suffer a level of trauma.
Tell you what, I'll split you somewhere in the middle, Griffin. He'll get together a group of guys.
Okay.
For one stress. He's not going to have a band.
For one stress. And I will pay them handsomely. I want to make that clear. That was my argument for why it shouldn't be too stressed.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to cut them in a major way.
Well, okay. Okay. Got it.
Okay. I guess as I approach sort of the first major...
Are we back from the flashback?
Yeah, we were back in...
Paul.
Damn it.
Oh, shit, Paul.
Okay, well,
I was supposed to be in the other vehicle.
We'll figure it out as we go. All right, here it is. Split up. Ready? I'm going straight. Call it.
Going right.
We'll go left.
Yep, that's the only other direction. But backwards is...
Wait, you want me to go...
Okay, you got Trav. You got to stop to talk to Jacques. You got to sell him on this. We'll say you're pulling up towards the intersection, but you've got to sell him.
All right, Jock. We're going right here. You got it?
Yes.
Okay, because you want to get caught, right? That seems like what's going on here.
No, I want to live free. Free of the shackles of the jails and their comforting restraint.
Well, let's have the most exciting chase we can have then, and then work on totally escaping. But let's focus on the excitement.
All right, splitting up. Perfect. We will be the ones that go left.
We go right.
Oh, I think... Fine.
All right. you go right. You go right. The cops, let's see. This is a group maneuver. I'm going to call it finesse, your ability to time this out. There's a lot going on, but I'm going to call this first one finesse to see how well you pull this particular gambit off.
I very prudently, I would add, I leveled up my prowess track at the end of the last episode and took a third point in finesse.
Wow. Okay, so Griffin, you're leading this group action. I want you to roll for each character who participates in the group action. The single best roll counts as the action result, which applies to every character that rolled.
Oh, but you take stress if we don't make it.
Okay, read me that one more time. So
there's four different ways you can do teamwork. You can set someone else up, you can assist them, you can protect them, or you can lead a group action. I think this is a group action.
For sure.
Roll for each character who participates in the group action. The single best roll counts as the action result, which applies to every character that rolled.
Okay. Position?
I mean, you're not going to have any trouble. You're not going to have any trouble from the cops on, like... this is going to work, right? You're not going to crash, but the extent to which they are sort of
divided up.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, for sure. Okay.
It should be noted, though, because of where you're at stress level wise.
Yeah.
The character leading the group action takes one stress for each PC that rolled 1 to 3 as their best result.
Okay, but I roll your guys' rolls for you, right?
No, we each roll. It's just whoever gets the highest, that counts as the score for the group action.
I will lead this group action.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in the lead car. I said I would lead it, so I'm going to lead it. I would ask that nobody get too stressed out, or I will be traumatized by it.
All right. Okay. Here's what I will say, though. We need to establish that there are stakes for this. For this move, right, for this thing that you're doing, what is the goal of this? What are we trying to do? Because right now it seems like the three of you are going in three different directions. What is the goal? What are you trying to achieve?
I want there to be as few cops on the clean as is possible before we get out of Gutter City.
Okay. You all need to think a lot, a lot about what that means to get out of Gutter City.
I've thought about it.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. So you all are trying to basically peel off in three different directions and try to split up the cops. That's the goal, to have fewer cops. Okay, Griffin, go.
All right, I'm going to gun it straight through this main intersection while my cohorts turn off to the left and right. And I say over the earpiece, don't remember, you do not have to use your turn signals. Please relay that to your drivers. It's a rookie getaway mistake.
Don't use turn signals, Jacques.
Paul, turn signals are a no-no.
Okay, I'm worried about the stress, Griffin, and I don't think that, now that I'm thinking on it as a way to avoid this possibility of you getting knocked out, I don't think it needs to be a group action. I think it could be you doing a finesse move to peel away and leave them following the other two.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Can I assist?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Yes, yes. Assisting would make sense.
Okay. We're all in laundry trucks, right?
Yeah.
You're in trucks.
What's in the back with me?
I don't know, bud. You haven't looked.
Okay, I'm going to look around. What's in the back with me?
That's going to be a whole other action. You don't know. You can't do a survey in the middle of assisting Griffin.
Okay, then.
Jock's in there with you. Throw him out.
Bold. Okay, well, I'll hold off on my action then. I'll hold off on it.
Okay. Yeah, it's just Griffin.
Risky, yeah, it's fine. Standard?
Yep.
Emmerich's going to assist.
Okay.
No, I mean, by swerving back and forth and back and forth to kind of, as an impediment.
You are not in control of this car. You are in the car that Sticky Fingers Paul Pantry, a hard light AI construct, is driving. If you want to take over driving for your hard light construct, then you
but
can do that.
But it's the best driver in Gutter City.
It's the best driver in Gutter City. I think, but like with him in your control, I think that it does make sense that he would do like, you just say like, do something cool, and he would do something cool. You can use the support in that way. Just tell Paul what to do.
Yeah, Paul, drive like a maniac like you've been doing.
I'm the best there is at what I do.
Oh, I know.
You just sit there and you watch a master at work.
I'm very proud of you. Good job.
Okay, so is that you assisting me?
Yes.
Believe it or not. Roll a d6. Oh, yeah, roll dad's additional die. Yes, that because right now you got 2, 4, 4.
I got 2.
2. Okay, so
we'll stick. 4, mixed success.
Mixed success. That's actually so nice with this clump of cars. Mixed success, we're going to call there are 8 cars in pursuit of the clean still, and there's 6 each pursuing the others. Okay. That makes sense. Again, I'm not going to keep track of these specific numbers, but just to give you an idea, you pulled off about 8. 8 are following you, 6 are following each of the other 2.
That's still a lot of cops, huh?
A lot of cops.
I would like to survey what's around me in the back.
Okay. Now, this is an interesting question. Does what's in the back now determine... go ahead, Trev.
Is this controlled?
Yeah, I think it's controlled. And it's standard.
I think we did establish that there were workers loading like bags of stuff.
Yeah, there's stuff in here.
I got a 2.
Oh, Trav, well, you are in luck actually with a 2.
Huh.
Yeah, it's wild. You are in possession of an entire truck's worth, as near as you can tell, of rich, satisfying Bolidaire 2 for a quarter cigars. These things are, you can feel the satisfaction coming up from them, and they are just loose in piles, just loose piles of cigars in here. So I'm going to start calling your truck Smokey.
Okay.
Just to help me remember. So Smokey is, you've got like loads of cigars, and they just gained on you a little bit in that time.
Okay.
Assume they're gaining on you. They have an advanced knowledge of Gutter City. So unless you're doing something specifically to unseat them or to slow them down or to distance yourself, just assume they're gaining.
Okay, then. So I'm going to use one of my items. And I can get a little creative with these, right? Because it's a lantern, but that's not what I would have, right?
Right.
So I pull out my Zippo.
Okay.
And start lighting cigars and throwing them back into the pile.
Okay. You're trying to into the pile of cigars.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Hell yeah, man. You're hotboxing.
Yep.
You might die.
Jacques, okay. God, what would that even be? What would that even be a role? I mean, yeah, I guess it would. Finesse, I guess, to keep you from like lighting your own fingers on fire, I guess.
Okay. Uh-huh.
What's your goal? Let me ask you this. What's your goal?
Well, next I'm going to open the back of the truck and make a smoke screen.
Okay,
that
cool.
That seems like more like the action, that,
there,
right?
Now we got an action. Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah,
still,
that's my
I think
goal.
It's still finesse though, eh? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Risky? Because I'm opening the door?
Not really. I mean, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's controlled. Like this is it is risky because you're lighting shit on fire. Okay. Yeah. Risky.
Okay.
Standard. Yeah.
I like the image of him throwing smoking cigar boxes out the back of a moving car and being like, I am completely in control.
Mixed success.
4. Okay, cool. you start lighting these cigars on fire and just chucking them in there, and then Jacques starts going, it's, oh, so rich, and yet so satisfied. Are those 2 for a quarter Bolidaire cigars?
You know it.
I appreciate the gesture, but this does not seem like the time for a smoke break. You have, there's a cup, you've slowed the cops down a little bit, Trav, but Jacques is having even more trouble, keeping his eye, keeping it together, and he has begun smashing into, other stuff. There's another clock here I'm gonna drop on you. This is, the condition of,
Smokey,
right? You have now set Smokey on fire. Jacques is running into different objects. So we're gonna
trash cans, newspaper dispensers, objects.
Yeah. So we're gonna call this Smokey, and he's gonna take some damage. What with all the fire and what have you? It's a six-sided clock. We got two filled in. Let me expand the size. Isn't that a beautiful clock?
Okay. Oh, my God. It's lovely, Justin.
Yeah, we got some really lovely tokens in here. Roll 20. Okay.
Roll 20 is so beautiful.
Okay.
This time of year.
They didn't gain on you in that one. Trav, good job.
That's my thing.
Okay. Before we go any further, I need to know from you guys, I guess, or maybe from Montrose, because it's really Montrose's call. What's your plan?
I want to get to the train station with zero cop cars following me.
The train station being the rail connecting the layers.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to get there. Scot-free is the dream.
Okay. You just so you know, because you would have knowledge of this, the tram, the underbelly of the tram of the bi-rail, is not like of a size where you could put a laundry truck on it. Is that what you were hoping to be able to do? The entirety of the clean will not fit into the sled hiding underneath the bi-rail.
Yeah, no, I figured that wouldn't.
Perfect. Okay.
It would go.
Then I'm going to start yet a third clock. God, this is thrilling. I want to start another clock. No, it's okay. This will be a little, we'll get it going. Don't worry about it. I'm going to start another clock, which is, we'll call this one station. So these two clocks can move independent of each other. I'm going to go ahead and, you know what, now that we know this plan, Montrose, I'm going to give you a wedge for the splitting up maneuver.
Okay.
You know what, too? You used a flashback on it and everything. That was a good move. Okay.
Okay. There's an eight-section clock?
An eight-section clock. You fill two sections of it. That is you getting to the station.
Okay. Do you want to do something, Emmerich? I feel like you haven't had a chance to get a hand on the ball.
We have not split off yet, right?
So have we split off? At this point, Montrose in the clean is ahead of us.
Correct.
And then we are in like a triangle-esque shape with Jacques kind of slowing down a little bit because of the coughing.
Yeah. But you're basically on a road by yourself being followed by six cops with Sticky Fingers, Paul Pan, or Short Doug, if you like.
I do. The wheel.
Hard Short Doug. Okay.
Did I go to the left?
Hard Doug. There it is. Okay, good.
Did I go off to the left or the right?
God damn.
I'm trying to figure it out.
It doesn't matter.
I'm looking at the map.
Don't look at the map. Map's just for fun. Give you an idea of the lay of the land. If there's a place in there you want to try to get to or to go to, invent it in your mind. The map is just to give you some sort of scope.
Okay. I am going to use my special ability, Tempest, and create a snowstorm behind me.
Shit. All right. Yeah.
Between.
You mean like a hard light snowstorm? You're not like Storm of the X-Men, right?
I guess in fitting into our story, it should be a hard light snowstorm. But my goal is to ice up the road, cause slippery conditions for the pursuing cop cars, hoping that they wreck.
Okay. I think that's great, Dad. Let's
how
see.
How would there be slippery hard
light?
Whoa,
man, though? that's a good one, man. That's a real thinker. I don't know. I guess
magic,
Griffin.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. My mistake.
Yep.
I mean, don't punish me because I'm trying to fit into the story.
Yeah, yeah, right, Griffin. Come on. Why are you bullying our dad?
I didn't know dad.
I mean, I could do a lightning storm, but I thought this might be more real.
And it's more seasonally appropriate to when we're recording.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, do I have to roll anything to use a special ability? I don't, do I?
What does the skill say?
It says you can push yourself to do one of the following. So I guess push.
Yeah, so you take two stress.
Take a stress.
Two stress.
Ooh, that's going to take me right up to the full meter.
All right.
Wait, it'll fill you up?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm already injured. Could I just have my injury be worse?
I mean, if this is going to fill... Okay. If this is going to fill you up, Dad, I don't think it's a good idea. You will cause trauma with this. If you want to do it, you can do it. But, I mean, it's your call, but you will... It'll, like, knock you out or something. Like, you won't... It's going to knock you out of at least a couple rounds of action here.
But it's an effect. It's a good idea.
It's a good idea. I mean, it's just, I want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay, it'll take me out of action, but Paul can keep driving.
Yes.
Correct?
Our dog will keep driving.
Yes.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Perfect. All right, Dad, there's six cop cars zooming after you. And you, what does this look like? How do you pull it off?
He has a thing called a fine lightning hook.
Uh-huh.
That's just like a staff kind of thing with a hook at the end. And I think he opens the back doors of the truck and holds it up skyward in a very Thor Odinson way. And calls down a snowstorm that appears behind just the area just behind. How much room would you say is between the truck and the cops?
Say 100 miles.
There'd be a whole bunch.
Yeah, a whole bunch. Wow.
So a whole bunch of snow. A whole bunch of snow and icy conditions. You know what? Let's make it sleet and hail, because that's always slipperier.
Fine.
Wonderful. Okay, Dad. So there's sleet and hail in a stream behind you. This comes out of nowhere for these cats. They are in no way ready for this. And I think the lead car immediately starts skidding out of control. The one behind him crashes into him and flips over. This is going to sound wild, but it looks like they were meant to do this. This looks like. These things are really like, when the one that flips over blows up, the driver is like blown free of it and land, like kind of skids to the sidewalk. Like these cars are primed for this. I think that you've cut the pack following you. You managed to take out four of them. There's still two in pursuit of you, but that was great. But the stress of creating this hard light storm is a lot for you, and it sort of knocks the wind out of you, and you are laying prone on the floor of Hard Doug's truck.
Okay.
I can't wait to see which of these gnarly adjectives this is going to imbue our friend Emmerich with.
Yeah.
Okay. I got eight cops following me still, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
give you, here's what I think I'm going to do to keep this moving forward. I'm going to give Emmerich, I'm going to give Montrose another wedge towards station for what Dad just did, because that to me is continuing to keep people off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I, for some reason I don't have the three weirdly for this clock, but there is three. Three. It looks like four, but there's three.
I'm going to look at Vogel and say, would you be a dear and start tossing some of those sacks of garments at our pursuers?
Yeah, I guess you want me to chuck the laundry at them.
Yeah, but just about as quick as you possibly can. I would say whole bags. No one's going to steer around a pair of trousers.
Yeah, it's, it, I
guess it's worth a shot. Yeah, I'll just start chucking bags.
Okay. Is he doing that?
Yeah, I think he would just do that.
Okay. While he's doing that, I want to look at Tonio and say, just so you know, he was trying to cut you out. How would you feel about turning the tables on our friend Vogel?
He lifts his five fingers to his mouth and blows into a thumbs up.
Cool. God, he's cool.
That was about the coolest way you could have done that. Okay, well then, one swift kick in the rear ought to do it, don't you think?
You better sway him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it goes bad enough, he's going to turn on you. That's the danger. Your goal is to get him to kick Vogel out of the moving car.
Cool.
The backstabbers!
This sounds desperate to me.
Hmm? Yeah.
Effect standard?
Standard. It is a standard effect. Yeah.
Please be good, dice.
Oh, my God. We are just having no luck tonight.
That's a 3 and a 1.
Man, that's tough.
We have gone from feast to famine in one episode.
Boy, that's tough.
That stinks a lot. Okay. So what happens next, GM?
That was desperate, you're saying.
I also liked how when Griffin said GM, it sounded like someone saying Jim with a really heavy southern accent. What happens next, GM?
Come on,
you're
GM.
You're truly outrageous, Jim.
I just looked down at that bracelet. Ah, damn it.
What?
Nothing.
They both said, I have that bracelet. Do you remember when people used to ask what Jesus would do in certain situations? You remember.
What Jim would do.
He'd probably look at the camera and like roll his eyes or something.
Okay, Griffin.
Yeah.
Tonio looks at you.
It's Christmas, Justin.
Tonio looks at you and looks at Vogel. And in one move, Tonio scoops his arm under your leg and flips you out of the driver's seat.
What the fuck?
And you fall onto the floor of it and tumble into Vogel. The two of you are lying on a pile on the ground, and Tonio is now in control of this truck.
That's unacceptable. Wow.
And yeah,
I look at fucking
you're
Vogel.
They're going to get a wedge for that.
I look
up on you.
I look at Vogel and I say, "What? I believe Tonio was trying to cut us out of the deal. I think we should do something about that, don't you?"
Somebody's doing some cutting for sure.
This was always...
What the hell, Tonio? What are you throwing us around for? Antonio just looks straight ahead. He's just holding the car and is flooring it.
I look at Vogel. I say, "This was always the plan, Vogel. Don't get soft now."
We're gonna cut Tonio out, right?
Yeah, right out the driver's side door with your foot.
Do you want me to keep throwing these bags
of
laundry? No,
I'll take over bag duty. You take over Tonio duty.
Would you like that to have done anything, Griffin, the bags of laundry? Did he make it that far? I will make you roll for it if you want to have him do that, but if it was like he was about to start chucking them, we can just move forward if that was a ruse.
Yeah, how about he was just about to start chucking them? That was a pretty swift thing that just happened there.
Yeah.
Okay. But I am trying to convince him now to get Tonio.
I think that maybe the size, since that was a 3, you know, it's like on the higher end of failure. I think that it may have reinforced Vogel's distrust of Tonio
reinforced. I did try to establish that last episode that me and Vogel were going to run away.
Exactly. Okay. So what I'm saying is circling back on that, him flipping you out kind of reinforces that deal.
Okay.
Beef is going to try something desperate.
Great. Yes. Good.
Okay. All right, Shock, I need you to get as close to the back of Hard Doug's truck as you can. And then when I give you the signal, slam on the brakes.
I love this. This is so stupid. This is
okay,
fantastic.
Okay, great. And Beef climbs out the driver's side door onto the hood of the truck.
Goal being.
that when he slams on the brake, Beef is going to jump into the truck in front of them.
You want to jump into Hard Doug's truck?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the speed of the truck slamming on the brakes would throw me forward, plus jumping, right. And I'm going to push myself to do my superhuman action.
Okay.
Physics are cool.
This is
physics
cool.
Are
physics
cool.
Are cool. You use science. We're going to push yourself. We're going to do a superhuman action. What? I guess go for it, bud. I am ready. Do this stupid thing.
Okay. Now, I would like to try to convince you that this is a skirmish roll.
Okay.
Because
I'd love to hear it.
Finesse is like stealing things and sleight of hand or like steering a vehicle.
Okay.
But skirmish is like a use of strength and like wrestling and brawling, the use of legs and pushing. So I feel like this jump is about strength. I'm willing to like crash into the back of the truck.
Okay. And not land. So you're going full bore for it. You know what? I'll grant it to you. Fuck it. Yes. Go. Okay.
Now, I'd say this is desperate, Justin. What do you think?
Yeah, bud, not going to get a lot of shots at this one. God, I hope this works.
Okay. And how many bonus die are you going to give me out of the kindness of your heart?
That's going to be a none.
Okay, just checking.
Double sixes! Wah! Double sixes!
Double sixes!
That's a fucking critical success, baby!
That is wild, Travis.
Wow.
Double sixes!
It was worth all the threes and ones.
Okay, babe, here's what happens. Travis, you're standing on the hood of the car. You're pulling up to behind Hard Doug's truck. And Vogel shouts at you. You're standing on the hood of the car, and Jacques shouts at you, "My friend!"
Yeah.
Do you want to answer the dialogue? My friend!
Yeah!
If I do not meet you in prison, make sure you try the beefaroni. And then he slams on the brakes. And in doing so, him slamming on the brakes, all six of the cars that were following immediately smash into the back. It is a massive explosion. There's fire everywhere. The smoky clock is obviously 100% full as this car is destroyed. Just utterly destroyed. The six cop cars also explode in like a... pretty wild. Cars go kind of flying across the street into the buildings and just crashing everywhere. It's absolute destruction. And you, Emmerich, through your haze, you see a blinding ball of fire. And then in front of it, leading, almost as streaking through the fire, is a man you've been told is no longer in his prime, but you couldn't be convinced of that in this exact second as this phoenix flies into the back of your truck and lands somehow on his feet. And Beef says,
"All right, Emmerich, let's get us onto the clean and get out of here." And he reaches down a hand for Emmerich to help him up.
Is Emmerich's ass still unconscious though? Because
he's out of it. He's not down. He's not down, but he's out of it.
Okay.
Oh, so he can't respond.
I mean, you can talk. I'm just not going to let you do any adventures right now.
That's why I'm here to help.
One of my two. Okay. So Emmerich says,
"You are a good friend, Beef, and I've never noticed how attractive you are. Your eyes are
this is gonna take the
crystal pools of water."
I mean, you're not wrong, but we can probably figure out whatever is going on here later. But right now, we're still in the middle of the job, right? And we need to get you onto the clean so you can copy the code and we can get out.
Okay.
Paul, do whatever Beef tells you to do.
Beef, what is your first action once you're... I'm going to keep this with you just for one more beat. What is the first thing you do when you get in this truck?
All right. Hard Doug, you got to get us closer to the clean.
Listen, hombre, you don't tell me my business, and I won't tell you how to make sandwiches at the sandwich store.
Besides, his name is Short Doug.
What?
No.
We're calling him Hard Doug.
We're calling him Hard Doug because he's the one made Hard Light. Got to dial in, Dad. You got to focus up.
Gotcha. Okay. Right. Got it.
I said get closer, and that's a command.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah, we'll see.
How are you on a tune?
Not great, well, but I'm not programming him. I'm commanding him.
Yeah. It's treated just like an artificial intelligence if it's not you.
Risky?
No.
Control?
Because the worst, it's control, because the worst he's going to say is no.
Okay.
Standard. Bonus dice.
Mixed success. 4.
Yeah.
It was a 4 and a 1, in case anyone was curious.
All right. Listen, because Papa said, I am going to take your instructions, but I'm going to do it my way.
So he starts sort of generally heading in the direction of Montrose, but he is not immediately on him. Montrose, what are you doing? You're being pursued by 8 cops.
Is Vogel
or
making
did you take
moves
any
toward
the cops out? No.
No, not yet. Is Vogel making moves toward Tonio?
Yeah. I mean, you have set that in action, but I think he is waiting on you for like the sign, right? Like he will do what you ask him to do because you laid the groundwork for that in the last episode, but he needs to know, like, for whatever it is you guys are going to do, you're going to need to figure that out.
Okay.
If you'd like to do it in a flashback, that might be a more organic way of doing it. If you want to figure out a plan with him that way, or you could just do something in the moment. It's up to you.
No, I don't think we'll need to establish it in a flashback.
Okay.
I'm going to go toward the rear doors of the car while he takes position behind Tonio. And he is going to look at me, and I'm going to draw that big, long pistol. And I'm going to nod and kick open the back doors of the car and just start firing.
At the cops.
Well, toward their tires, ideally. But I do realize this is a game with a sort of stochastic element when it comes to the results of your plans. So
your goal is to open the back door and shoot at their pursuers.
Yes, while Vogel tries to incapacitate or kick Tonio's ass out of the car.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I would say this is either hunt or finesse. Attack with precision shooting from a distance.
You know, we haven't had a hunt roll in a while, and you've been got a lot of finesse. Like, how about a hunt? No?
Let's do it. Hunt.
Terrifyingly, I have 1 die in hunt. Hey, what's my position?
It's, missionary.
It's... It's, I mean, it's risky. It's not cool. Desperate.
Here goes nothing. 5.
5.
We'll take a 5.
Not
mixed
bad.
Success.
Excellent. So you there's a let's see. You have 8 pursuers. They're getting close to you and they see the your face. What does your face look like right now? Out of curiosity, on your mask.
I think it looks like Wario. I think big dollar signs for eyes and like a big devilish sort of mustache.
All right, they see you and you pull out this extra long pistol and you train it on the wheel of one of the front cars. You fire. You, however, do not hit the wheel. You hit the grill of the car. And as soon as the big bullet slams into the grill of it, the car flips end over end and explodes in midair from the power of your incredible gun. And that car is incapacitated, but since it explodes midair, that's the only one that it takes out. But you do blow up an entire car with a single shot.
Okay, we'll take that.
Meanwhile, I don't know how you... you know what? I'm going to do a fortune roll.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to settle a conflict between 2 characters that are not you guys.
Do you want me to roll it or you?
Why don't you roll a d6 for me?
3. Bad.
Okay. you see Vogel make his way towards Tonio to try to wrest the steering wheel out of his hands. And the two of them seem pretty equally matched because he got the upper hand on him. Tonio didn't have any of his, you know, cool tricks like he pulled on you. It's just the two of them struggling for control. And as they are struggling, you are slowing down. His foot is taken off the pedal and they are cops are gaining.
Are they still relatively in the driver's seat? Is he like trying to pull him out of the driver's seat?
They're both have their hands on the wheel. It is a dangerous situation. They're both have their hands on the wheel. They're both vying for control of it. Tonio is in the moment, I think, caught off guard for sure. But that is the situation he found himself in.
Is it the nature of hard light? Because this is a hard light truck, right? Yeah. This whole truck is hard light.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it the nature of hard light constructs that the prism is tangible within the construct itself?
Yes.
Do I see it?
No, you wouldn't see it, but like it's here somewhere.
It's within it, but it's in the makeup of the thing.
Yeah. It has to be integrated into
the light.
Into the light. Yeah.
Okay. Can I survey to see if I can? No, that wouldn't make sense. Okay. Why don't we jump away from me then? Because I just did a lot of stuff.
Let me tell you one other thing.
Okay.
One other thing that happened. When you shot that car and it went raining end over end, a piece of debris from that fell onto your car. It slammed into, let's say, the roof right above you on the clean. And rather than see the traditional damage that you might think of seeing, think of it more. It seems to have opened up a glitch. It's opened up a blinking hole, a wireframe, a blinking green wireframe hole that looks like a green grid, maybe around 18 inches in diameter. But there is a part of this truck that is now has glitched out. Is flickering.
Oh, okay.
God. Oh, I need a turn.
I gotta get you over there, big guy.
I know.
All right, Trav, let's go to you.
Okay, so since they slowed down with Vogel and Antonio wrestling control, we've gotten closer, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, the hard Doug.
Yeah.
I need you to execute a J-turn.
A J-turn? I've been doing those since grammar school.
Okay, and get us lined up to the back of that truck.
You got it.
I think I'm just going to call this command again, Trav. I don't know how to navigate it with you not behind the wheel. I mean, you've very smartly put him. All you got to do is convince him to do it, right? So this is a pretty easy command because he's the best driver in the city. So what is your goal? What are you trying to achieve?
I'm trying to line it up so we're end to end with the two open ends of the trucks.
You're trying to reverse into him?
So a J-turn is a 180 degree turn at speed.
Okay. Yeah, I love this. This is sick.
Risky?
I mean, just roll. Just roll a command.
Make success a 4.
Fine. Yes, he's convinced.
All right, but I'm not going to do it the coolest way I know how.
Okay.
I know a cooler way of doing it.
Call
it
the roll.
I know a cooler way of doing it. I'm not going to do it like that. All right?
Okay.
All right, and Sticky Finger Paul Pantry just grabs the wheel and jerks it and spins the car. The cops are not ready for this. The ones that are pursuing Hard Doug, right? Because you destroyed the ones that are you're in Hard Doug's truck. So the ones that are pursuing this car, Hard Doug's car, are not ready for this action as he performs a J turn. Now, here's what's happened though. You have pulled this off, right? So you're now gunning it in reverse. With Montrose flying ahead in the faster car, but he is swerving back and forth. You have also recombined the cop forces. You are now wedge. And to an extent where I'm going to give you another wedge in cornered. We're going to go up to five.
Yeah.
And,
That's a lot.
And we're still not moving towards the station with any expediency because they're fighting over the wheel. What happens next? We'll find out right after this.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ella McLeod.
And I'm Alexis B. Preston.
And we host a show called Comfort Creatures, the show for every animal lover, be it a creature of scales, six legs, fur, feathers, or fiction. Comfort Creatures is a show for people who prefer their friends to have paws instead of hands.
Unless they are raccoon hands, that is okay.
That is absolutely okay, yeah.
Yes. Every Thursday, we will be talking to guests about their pets, learning about pets in history, art, and even fiction. Plus, we'll discover differences between pet ownership across the pond. It's gonna be a hoot on Maximum Fun.
Hi, everybody. My name is Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
Dr. Sydney McElroy.
That is true.
It's important in this context because we host a medical history podcast called
Sawbones.
Oh, I thought we should have worked on that.
Sawbones.
Sawbones isn't afraid to ask the hard-hitting questions. Like, are vaccines as safe and reliable as they want us to believe?
Yes.
Do I have to get a flu shot?
Yes.
Okay. Is science a miracle?
No.
We have a lot of great history for you and a lot of laughs. And sometimes the history is so bad that there's no laughs, but
you'll learn something, you'll feel something.
And it's always Sawbones.
That's right.
Every week on MaximumFun.org.
Okay, so what happens next? Okay.
My heart is racing.
Hard dug, as soon as we're clear, just do what you do best at the cop cars.
Avoid them?
No, just take them out.
I'm not really supposed to take them out. I mean,
go wild, buddy.
Go wild. I mean, drive fast somewhere.
You can do it, son. You can do
it. Papa says I can do it, so I just crash into him, huh?
Yeah, take him out. Have fun, kid. And with Emmerich's arm over his shoulders, I'm going to attempt to make the jump onto the next car.
Okay.
You're jumping to my car?
Correct.
Yep.
And okay. I'm pushing myself one more time.
Okay, bud.
Surely you can assist him some way.
You Me? Can.
Montrose.
There's lots of...
No, I can't. I'm stressed out.
Oh, well, Montrose is there. You can help catch.
If I help out at all, I will be traumatized by the assistance.
By the helping.
Okay. Here we go. I'd say this is desperate.
It would look so cool.
Okay, a mixed success with a 5.
God almighty.
Now, what I love... The main goal with this mixed success, let me pitch this. The most important thing is to get Emmerich onto the truck.
Okay. Okay. That was your main goal, is to get Emmerich on the truck. Okay.
And Emmerich does have that lightning hook that could assist.
Yeah, I mean, Emmerich, you right now are not doing anything. You can't assist anybody for sure.
But I'm back in after this, right? That's two things I've missed.
I mean, no, you have to, if you are going to be back in, it's got to happen narratively, okay? Someone else will need to act upon you to bring you back into the ability to act.
Oh, okay.
I'm making this up as I go along, but
you're, I love it.
You know, this is what's happening. Somebody's going to need to help you, I guess, to snap out of this. Mixed success. You sort of almost, it's close enough, and it's wild enough, but you get a lucky shot, Beef, and you manage to chuck Emmerich onto the other truck, onto the clean. But as you're doing it, you lose your footing, and you're about to fall onto the road until one of the laundry bags that Vogel was about to toss gets caught on the edge of the clean, on the back bumper. And you managed to grab onto it at the last second. So now you are now being dragged on a bag of laundry behind the clean. Montrose, you're on the clean. The two of them are Vogel and Tonio are fighting for control of the wheel. Beef, you are being dragged by the laundry. Okay, Emmerich, you're out of commission currently. And what happens next?
Help me.
So Emmerich landed inside the truck.
Yeah.
Okay. I look up at the holographic wound in the ceiling.
I'm also going to give you enough time has passed. I'm going to give you, it's happening at a slower pace, but I'm going to say you're still making it towards the station.
Okay. I'm going to try four out of eight. Slap him silly.
Slap him normal.
Slap him normal. I'm going to grab Emmerich by the shoulders and kind of shake him and be like, this is your part, man. You need to snap out of it, okay?
Does he have to roll for that?
No, you don't. But you are going to have to take trauma. Dad, here's what happens. Your eyes are fuzzy. And you're starting to come to, and you look back out of the car. Your compatriots are in the truck with you, and you see Hard Doug in the other car. And in the moment, and it may just be the strain or the having hurt yourself doing your storm, but you look into Hard Doug's eyes. And right before the cop cars smash into him, you see in his eyes hurt. He knows what you did. And this changes something in you. You are now haunted. For you, in this moment, when you look into his eyes, you realize that you had created something that, whether it's sentient or not, for you, destroying that life was not that easy, and it will not be that easy again. That is your trauma, is that for you, AI hard-like constructs cannot just be destroyed without it taking a toll on you.
Oh, great. I love it.
That's fucking, I love it. Great.
Yeah. Okay. Good, good, good. That is so Emmerich.
But Emmerich, having seen that,
I got a chill.
Yeah, you got a chill. But the having seen that, you are instantly alive to this situation. You have lost not a beat. You are back. You see the staticky hole above you that has been caused by damage to the clean. And yeah, that's where we're at.
Okay, so let me ask this. By taking a trauma there, does that clear my stress?
Completely. It does.
Yeah.
Kick ass!
I mean, you killed Hard Doug.
Hard Doug's dead because...
Okay, I know, but I'm immediately energized.
I feel like me and Travis are the only ones that are bearing the psychic weight of your terrible deeds.
It's just that you created your son, Hard Doug. Okay.
I didn't
know, Dad, you would be so cavalier about killing one of your sons.
That is weird.
Well, you should have. Then I will tell you, my next plan was going to be have him sacrifice himself by jumping out of the
perfect
truck.
Wow, great.
In front of the cop cars. So this plays right into my plan.
Okay. We are right now, you are 5 out of 8 on the cornered clock. You didn't gain any there because Hard Doug did his maneuvers station. We're still at 4 out of 8 on progress to the station.
Do your thing. I feel like you have had a plan, Emmerich, for a while.
Well, I have two plans. One is to access. I really, really want to access the prism and start to copy it. I also want to slow down the pursuing cops, but I think you guys would be better suited to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
So why don't I get on the prism? I think Emmerich would immediately, he wants this prism so bad for personal reasons. I think he would start to he'd have to, does he have to find it, Juice, or is
you will
the,
have to find, you will have to find the prism for sure.
Don't you have a special ability that lets you like sense hard light and stuff?
I mean, it's going off. Yeah, it's going that's off what I really mean, hard right now because he's in a hard light truck. Oh, but right. That is what he, I mean, he, had he not already guessed, he would know that this truck is definitely made of hard light.
Got it. Okay.
Right, but would that allow me to sense the prism specifically within the truck? You're always aware of hard light entities.
You are
in your
going
presence.
To need to, we'll call it a survey or no, tinker. You're going to need to tinker to find it, to find okay. where the prism is.
I'm going to tinker and I'm going to push myself now that I have a clear stress bar.
Yeah. Love it.
Okay.
Build that stress right back up.
Okay. Do I take 2 stress to push
correct.
Or 1?
2.
Anybody want to help?
I cannot. Because I only
desperate?
Have I only have 1 stress left.
Yeah. Nobody has stress.
It's
all
not
right.
Okay. It's not desperate, Dad. It's controlled, actually.
Okay, controlled.
Controlled standard.
Standard. And how many bonus die?
None.
1 since I pushed.
Oh, 1, yeah.
Come on, I want one of those good rolls.
There you go, Clint.
I got it.
There.
6, 1, and 1.
Okay. Dad, when you are kind of you're awoken and you clear your mind, you look around the car, you note the hole, and you probably have. You think this is a sense that you have, or do you feel like this is something that's like earned, or do you think your tools are indicating it for you?
I think I would say with a 6.
No. I'm asking narratively. Is this something that you just like know? Or is that like where the prism would be? Is this something you figure out on your own, or are there like tools that are helping you?
I think he does have tools. He has tinkering tools. I think that would allow him to find the prism and start copying it. I think he'd prop himself up on his lightning hook,
okay.
like a crutch,
okay,
so nobody has to assist him, so they're all free. And reaches up into that exposed area.
I'm asking you if you know where the prism is.
I would think so. Yes.
I'm asking if you know where the prism is just by knowing, or do you have to use tools to figure it out? That's all I'm asking.
Well, the way I'm envisioning it is if he flips open the wrist pod and there's something on
perfect.
The wrist pod.
Okay, that's all I needed.
Maybe attuned to the Give a Ghost projector or next to okay. it. That would indicate where
so you
it
flip
was.
Up the device on your wrist and you immediately get a ping. Boom, 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 boom. And you see the it's in the gear shift that you know it as well as you know your own name. You look at the gear shift, and that is, if you had been building this thing, that's exactly where you would have put it, in the gear shift. Unfortunately, that gear shift is currently being fought over along with the wheel by Vogel and Tonio. And that is, but you now know that the prism that you need to interact with in some way is in the gear shift. Montrose, you haven't done anything in a bit. What's up, man?
Yeah, has he copied it or did he just find
he
it?
Just found it.
Okay. I'm going to help Beef into the car. But I haven't quite worked out how I'm going to do that. He's much larger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it helps at all, because I can't help you help me without yeah. suffering trauma. But I can try to haul myself in, or if you have any tools or anything you can set up for me to set up a bonus dice or something.
I don't have any more. I'm loaded down. I'm gonna wait until the cop cars.
Much to Beef's delight, I'm sure.
I lean down. I love
Beef Delight. Have you guys ever had it?
Ugh. It's my favorite. I
you gotta admit, it's a cool visual with the bag sliding back and forth. And
I kneel down at the back of the truck and I say, "All according to plan, right?"
Yes.
Hey, I don't know if
they hit a big pothole. Boom.
I look at Emmerich and I say, real quick, if the van explodes, does that destroy the prism too, or?
Well, if the explosion, I don't really know, because it is hard light. I don't know if there's anything combustible in it to make it explode. My instinct would say no, but I'm haunted, so I don't know if my judgment's really clear.
I'm gonna grab Emmerich then and pull him back toward the big piles of laundry and me and Beef at the back of the truck. And then I'm gonna wait until I hear the sounds of the marching band as we prepare to drive by them.
Okay.
As we drive by the marching band, I chuck the Steelswell diamond off the back of the truck. And thus the debt is paid.
You're chucking it to the band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And then I'm going to sort of position myself as carefully as I can, holding Emmerich. And then I'm going to aim my pistol forward and shoot it through the front of our own car.
To what end?
To destroy it out of sight of the
destroy your own police, car?
But not the prism. We don't need the car.
Okay. You're going pretty fast.
Yeah. But that's what the bags of laundry are for. Then we don't have to get Beef into the car. The car will come to Beef or something like that.
Something like that.
You wanted bold choices.
Okay, Griffin.
Yes.
You were able to throw the diamond out, no problem. That part was easy.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that actually, did you make it clear that you were doing it?
Not to fucking Vogel and Antonio.
But to the police.
I don't think he's worried about
it. I'm asking you, did you make it clear to the police that you were throwing the diamond out?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I'm going to lower your cornered and I'm going to advance as a sort of payoff for your, for that move that you did. I'm going to lower cornered to 3 out of 8 because you have now, I think some of them probably peeled off to try to retrieve the diamond. And then I'm going to say that you are 6 out of 8 on progress to the station for that combination of moves.
Will you paint that picture again, guys? Just the action to describe the diamond and the showing it to the cops throwing it to the band and the band playing what? And
describe it again.
Well, no, I just thought maybe it'd be a cool little scene to paint. But
okay, that's actually a good point, Dad. Let me now that we know that it works all together. Griffin Montrose chucks the diamond out, and I think you kind of hold it up so the cops see, and then you chuck it into the band. They all start clamoring for it and fighting over it. You see Mean Doug, though, is the one that ends up carrying it and gives you a thumbs up. That's cool. The majority of the police peel off to try to retrieve that, the diamond, but there's still a few following you.
Okay. What about the other dumb thing I wanted?
The other dumb thing, yeah, that's a great point. I'm going to need a finesse roll from you.
Okay.
For a shot to where? What? Just like car?
I mean, I know where I shot the other car. and made it explode.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you can extrapolate that data.
Yeah, I'm just going to start blowing holes in the car in an attempt to try to literally blow it to a point where it falls apart.
Okay.
No, hold on.
No. Oh, no, son.
Well, no, I want to go back to trying to shoot where I shot. I want to tie back into the fact that I shot and blew up a car, and so I have an idea of...
Okay, just give me a finesse roll, and this finesse roll is not to shoot a specific point. It's an easy one to make sure that you don't shoot other people.
Okay. My position is desperate.
Desperate. No, it's not really desperate, because you're just shooting in the car. It's risky, you know?
Yeah, that's not desperate at all.
It's not desperate.
Okay, risky, standard, boop. 6-5-1.
Okay. Okay. You fire. How many times do you fire?
I empty the gun.
You empty the gun all throughout the car?
Yeah.
Okay. You blast the gun. I think you're not even looking, right? You're just operating by instinct.
I'm way more concerned about keeping a bag of laundry between me and terra firma.
And with a 6, and again, the goal was to what?
Destroy the truck.
But okay. Not the crystal, not the prism.
That's, yes. Okay, beautiful, baby. You fire the gun and a big chunk of it doesn't blow off. It just isn't.
Yeah.
And then another chunk to the side. And then you do notice that it has started to decompensate. That is the problem right now that you're facing. It is decompensating around you. You have a wireframe that starts to feel, fuck, it's squishy. The floor underneath you is getting loose. You don't know how else to describe it. There, and the two cats in front of you, immediately Vogel's terrified. Vogel is trying to cling to anything soft, and then he is immediately tossed out of the car. And then Tonio looks at you and says, "Excuse me, sir, this is highly irregular. What you're doing is extremely..." And then he falls out as well. And now it's just you, and you have maybe one more moment before you slam into, oh shit, it's the wall of Gutter City.
Yeah, I'm just getting in the pile. Hop in the pile.
In the pile of laundry.
Yeah. Soft, pillowy, fucking laundry with really forgiving sort of ballistic properties.
Okay. You are careening towards the edge. I need, let's call it a...
I'll lead this group roll.
Yeah, lead this group roll. What do you call this one, Griff?
I'm going to call this one a group finesse roll.
A group finesse roll. Okay. Everybody roll finesse.
And this is controlled, I assume?
Yeah, right. No, it's risky, my friend.
Just risky?
Can I push my finesse roll?
Are we trying to have a safe landing on laundry? Is that what's going on?
Yes. I still have to copy the prism.
Yeah, that'll happen after this.
We hope.
We'll find the prism and then...
Okay, let me just say this. I have 0 in finesse. Does it make sense for me to push?
Yes. You don't need... But it takes
everyone
the highest
just
roll.
Roll.
It takes the highest roll, so don't push.
Risky or desperate?
We're going to call this desperate.
Okay. Effect standard?
I got a 6.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you got a 6, Travis. I got a 2 and a 1 and a 1.
All right, Dad.
6 and a 4.
Hey!
Okay, not bad.
Because we take the lowest.
Yes.
It's still a success.
But Montrose, you have to take stress, right?
I do have to take stress for myself.
Which is going to...
It is going to traumatize.
Traumatize me. Okay, so here's what happened. The truck is basically disintegrating all around you. But with a 6 as your roll, you manage to Montrose and Beef. I think Beef, you're already sort of in a pretty good spot. I think Montrose are able to sort of heft Emmerich and yourself onto your own bags of laundry, and you just sort of gloop out the bottom. But as soon as you hit the ground, you are skidding along, you're rolling, but it slowed your progress down enough that you are on the ground. And now, here safely on the ground, the truck has disappeared. And what you see is a prism rolling towards a gutter.
Shit.
You have 1 second.
I'm going to grab it. Wait, who's the most finesseful?
Me.
But you're down.
You're out.
I'm out. Yeah,
you were
can't.
Knocked unconscious by your incredible actions.
Okay, I'm going to grab it. Attempt to. You know what? Maybe I should push myself into drama, too.
How about if I assist by giving you my lightning hook?
Great.
Okay.
Roll it.
Are you pushing yourself? Are you taking the trauma? Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. We'll all have our own traumas.
Yeah. So I take an extra dice. So I get 2 dice.
Trauma T. Drama.
So I gave you a dollar.
Holy success. Shit. 5, 4, 5, 5.
Okay. You see the prism rolling towards the gutter. You reach out to grab it, and you manage to, just a second before it rolls away, you manage to hook it with the lightning hook. But in doing so, you sprain your wrist.
My arm wrestling wrist?
Mixed success.
My arm wrestling wrist.
Guys, you are now in possession of the fastest car in Gutter City. Congratulations. You did it. I'm proud of you.
And with no heat.
Oh, no.
I may have killed an officer of the law.
Yeah,
I think
a couple of them, maybe.
Maybe even 2.
It is the exact second that Beef hooks the prism.
How close are we to the train station?
Very close.
Okay. I am unconscious. Can Beef carry both of us?
Emmerich's fine.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Give me the prism. Let me copy it while we run. And let's head for the train station. Can you help him?
Yeah, I'm gonna heft up.
You are Beef Punch Lee.
No, I know. I didn't get a concussion. I know. Let's go. And I pick up Montrose on my good arm, I guess.
And I grab the prism. And do I still have a sprained ankle?
I mean, you got your character sheet, man. I don't know. I don't track your stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yes, then yes.
So he takes off running, carrying him. I get my lightning hook back. I'm hobbling along on it like a crutch and copying the prism as we run.
Okay. You had ditched a lot of the police presence, and I think they were so caught off guard by your actions. They're not close, but you don't have much time before you get to the next station. Give me a tinker roll, Mac.
Okay.
Do we need a copy?
Emmerich wants a copy.
But you okay, let's be clear about this. If it was that easy to copy it, people would just copy it, right? Like the copying it of it would take quite, that's not something you're going to be able to do on the run. We haven't really talked about this, but in my head, it doesn't make sense that it would be easy to make copies of Hardlight, because then that destroys the value of having a hard light anything, right? Like, it can't be infinitely reproducible.
Yeah, I would argue that it is, especially since the complexity of the clean, that it's not just like copying a trash can.
It's more like, I think it's like if you copied it onto another prism, it would erase the original. I don't think you can just like create a
a clean copy like that. You could maybe...
How about if he studies it?
If you want to do that later, you can. Right now, you need to get out.
We have to get out of Gutter City before we're arrested.
Okay.
That's got to be the priority.
Okay, that's cool.
So run.
Then I suggest we exit stage left.
Okay, you all were close enough to the station, and you see it coming up behind you, or in front of you, rather, the bi-rail. Or that is encircles Steeplechase, and the bi-rail, you know, that has the sled underneath it, and it is pulling up. I guess this one would be going. Oh, what do you think? Used to bend below or above?
Yes,
Gutter City. It's probably below. Yeah, so it's headed down. So this is your ride. You have three people. One Beef is recently traumatized and is basically out of action, but we're not leaving him for dead. Emmerich is back to full capacity, but he's haunted. And Montrose, you've recently been traumatized too, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, you all are in really bad shape. What's your plan for getting out of here?
Hopping on the sled?
Are we going to be able to make it in time? How close are the police?
You have a move, right? Like the chase is over. They are about to close on you. You have the amount of time it's going to take for the bi-rail to pass you by. Their arrival upon you and the arrival of the bi-rail will happen at the same time.
So, Beef hefts up Montrose not quite a fireman's carry, but a lot of dead weight there, and starts hoofing it for the sled station.
And Emmerich, side by side with him, starts pounding the turf right by his side.
And there's a lot of limping. This is like, I would say, John McClane post cut up feet.
Yeah,
you know, post all that stuff. All three traumatized in their own special way, leaving maybe some blood behind as they go.
Yeah, and we make a big leap towards the sled. And I think, in keeping with your metaphor, we yell, "Yippee-ki-yay!
Three buddies!"
Yeah. We all yell three different things.
And then we're back at home in time for tea.
Oh,
thanks for listening to the Adventure Zone, everybody.
Freeze frame.
You jump, and Beef, you're able to dig deep within you and just sort of tumble onto the sled. Emmerich, you make the jump, no problem. But it's Montrose. You jump, and you miss your footing. And then a hand reaches down and grabs you at the last second. And you're looking up into the eyes of Gravel. She pulls you up.
Bad news, boys. Trash bag is dead. And that means the barristers are coming for you. And there's not a fucking thing you can do about it.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.